Religious services of Imam. Religious services of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Religious services of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Religious services of Imam.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. صلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our silsila, our program Religious Services of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And in today's episode, my dear viewers and Madani Channel, will go over Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's visit to Haramain al-Tayyibain, their humility, their kindness, their contentment of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, and how their blessed visit was to Haramain al-Tayyibain, Subhanallah. Which kalam did they write? They wanted to behold the beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam in such a state that they were awake, in wakefulness. Now, was that desire accepted? Or what happened? And what did Ala Hazrat do? And all that, inshallah, Azawajal, we will discuss and go over in today's episode, inshallah, Azawajal. But before we start our program, let's listen to a virtue of reciting durood upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam, that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, Zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayya, fa inna salatakum alayya nurul lakum yawm al qiyamah. The Prophet ﷺ said, decorate, beautify your gatherings. How? By means of sending durood and salawat upon me. For indeed, your sending of durood upon me will be light for you on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. If we want light for us on the Day of Judgment, recite durood upon the Prophet ﷺ. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, you will see the great virtues behold you as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is mentioned that he gave away his clothes or things that he had without any hesitation. That today, for example, if you were going to give someone, or if you were to give something to someone, money, clothes, we'll think twice, we'll hesitate, but not my Imam. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he gave his clothes and things without hesitation, particularly when the poor and needy asked him. He never refused. When he knew that someone needed help, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh never refused. Friends and relatives gifted him expensive clothing or clothes, and Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would give them away the same day or within a few days. Subhanallah. Look at Ala Hazrat. This is the humility and the kindness of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that they would not keep them for long. Either on the same day or in a few days, they would give those gifts to someone. And in the winter, subhanallah, it's mentioned that it was his practice to distribute quilts to the poor. And once his younger brother had an expensive quilt made for him, and a poor man came asking for a quilt, and all the quilts made for distribution that year were given away. Yet Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh did not deny the man and immediately handed the expensive quilt gifted by his brother to that individual. Subhanallah. And this was not limited to his disciples and friends only. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh never turned away a beggar. Allowances were embarked for widows and destitutes. He would even wire money for people requesting help from distant places. Subhanallah. And now it's mentioned that once a man came seeking help, and Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi told him, I have less than a quarter. And at that time, this is 3.5 anna. and 4 anna is a quarter, and 16 anna equals to 1 rupee. And you can find this information online as well. And Allah says that I have a quarter left with me, which I have saved to mail a few pending letters. Meaning Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had some lenders, had some letters pending that he needed to send, and the money he had with him, this was to send those letters off. If you wish, I will give it to you. Meaning if you want the money, I will give you the money. So he says, this very morning I had 250 rupees, but all of it is spent now. And just to clarify one thing, that the price of gold in 1925 was 19 rupees for 10 grams. Thus the INR 250 could buy 131 grams of gold. In December 2012, 131 grams of gold costs about INR 385,000, which is $6,900. Mawlana Zafaruddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentioned the money he had received, and that it was distributed. Now this was as a clarification to those who were present earlier in the day when the money had come, lest it be misconstructed by anyone that he was denying the man. So Allah did not deny the man. It's just that when Allah was gifted that money in the morning, there were people around him. So he wanted to clarify that I distributed that money, I didn't keep this for myself. And Allah said that if you had come a little sooner, I would have given you something. So this poor man was in a dire need and lowered his eye in dejection. At this, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi handed him the quarter without another word. Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gave away everything and hardly saved anything. In spite of being affluent and belonging to gentry, he was never left with an amount upon which zakat would become obligatory upon him. Subhanallah. It is therefore that he once said, I have never paid a single paisa of money of zakat in my life. Subhanallah. My dear viewers on Madani channel, Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, what can be said in regards to their shan, their maqam, and in particularly Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, their visit to Haramain Sharifain and the first Hajj, my dear viewers on Madani channel. Let's talk about the first Hajj of my Imam, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He went on his first Hajj with his parents in the year 1295. In the year 1295. Says that during this visit to Haramain, he received authorizations, ijaza, from Sheikh Sayyid Ahmad Dahlan, and he received authorizations from Sheikh Abdul Rahman Siraj, the Shafi'i Imam Sheikh Hussein ibn Salih Jamal al-Layl took him home without any prior introduction and gave him authorizations in the 6 books of Hadith. Subhanallah. The Qadri path, and wrote the authorizations with his own hand, saying, you are Ahmad, the light of religion. Subhanallah. The Shaykh also kissed the blessed forehead of the young Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and asked, I see the light of Allah's guidance in his forehead. Subhanallah. Thereafter he asked Allah Hazrat to translate his Hajj guide, which Allah Hazrat did and annotated, meaning Hanafi positions were necessary. So this short epistle is named Nayra al-Wadiyya fi Sharhi Jawhara al-Mudiyya. This particular authorization has 11 links to Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The second Hajj, my dear viewers, Madinah, this is a very interesting Hajj, subhanallah. And this was undertaken in unexpected circumstances, which turned out to be a historical event. Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had initially not planned for Hajj in 1323. He went with his family departing for Hajj until a place called Jansi to bid them farewell, when one of his own couple suddenly came to in his mind, Wa-e mahroomi ye kismat ke main phir ab ke baras reh gaya hamra-e zuvar-e Madina ko kar. In English, alas, my fate, my misfortune. This year as well, with visitors to Medina, I went only until farewell. So this came into the mind of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah. He then penned one of his most memorable poems, The Yearning for Thorns of Arabia. Gushingly rises once again, this heart is yanked towards the forests of Arabia once again. Immediately he made intention to visit the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He went home, took leave of his mother and embarked on the journey right away. It was during this visit that he wrote his memorable dawla, which is known as al-dawla al-makkiyya bil-mada al-ghaybiyya. Subhanallah. And he presented the fatwa to individuals on certain topics and obtained attestations from prominent scholars for that fatwa. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh is mentioned that he was hailed by the scholars of Haramain as the reviver of the 14th century. It was also during this visit that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He saw the Prophet alayhi salatu salam with his waking eyes, i.e. that he was awake when he saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, has mentioned that when Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to perform Hajj the second time, he kept reciting Salat and Salam in front of the sacred shrine for a long time, with this desire, with this hope and yaqeen of beholding the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. But unfortunately, the first night he was not predestined to be blessed with this great privilege. On this occasion, he wrote a famous naat. In the opening couplet of it, he expressed his hope of attachment to the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that wo suve lal zar phirte hain tere din ae bahar phirte hain. An explanation to this couplet is that, get bloomed, O spring, the spring of springs is about to be bestowed upon you. Look, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming towards the garden. Tere din ae bahar phirte hain. Subhanallah. And in the closing couplet, this was the opening couplet, and in the closing couplet, he expressed his humbleness and humility in the blessed court of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam in the following manner: koi kyun puche teri baat raza, tujhse shayda hazar phirte hain. In this line, we just clarify that in the second line of this couplet, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala ali used the word dog, mein tujhse kutte hazar phirte hain, for himself out of humility. However, out of reverence, the word shayda, i.e. the one who has deep devotion, has been written here. And explain the couplet, Allah expressing extreme humility, Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi addresses himself and says in this last couplet, O Ahmad Raza, who are you and what is your worth? Thousands of dogs of Medina like you are roaming devotionally in the streets of Medina. Subhanallah. And then what happened? Having presented this naat, whilst he was sitting with deep reverence, waiting to behold the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, his fortune smiled and he was blessed with beholding the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu salam in the state of wakefulness. Subhanallah. The Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi were awake when they saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was such an individual that what we can say about them, their love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, for Haramain Tayyiban, and there are many kalams. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, my dear viewers of Madani channel, that subhanallah, if you look at the poetry of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, meaning the explanation of the poetry, so much love and devotion goes into this poetry, subhanallah. And Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, various kalams, rukh din hai ya mehre sama, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi, shab zulfa ya mushke khuta, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's love for the Prophet alayhi sallatu salam is out of this world, subhanallah. And Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, what a beautiful way to express the love to the Prophet alayhi sallatu salam, using poetry, using kalam, using ash'ar. And sometimes what happens, my dear viewers of Madani channel, when a poet is writing poem, he runs out of, you know, his mind goes blank, okay? And then he uses something called tashbihat. He uses سمی کو تشبیہات آئی اور کنایات یو کین سے ایز ویل اینڈ ہی کمپیئرز دی انڈیویجول اور دا تھنگ ٹو اندر تھنگ فار ایگزامپل کمپیئرنگ دا بلیسڈ فیس آف دا پروفیٹ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام دا لائٹ آف دا بلیسڈ فیس ٹو دا مون اور ٹو دا سن دس از وائی اللہ سیز یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں اینڈ مینی ادر ایون دا مینشنگ دا رینک آف دا پروفیٹ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اینڈ اعلیٰ رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ سیز خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسول اور رسولوں سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ سیز خلق کریشن خلق سے اولیاء فرام کریشن ٹل اولیاء اولیاء سے رسول دیٹ فرام دس ولیز فرام دس فرینڈز آف اللہ ٹل دی میسنجرز دی پروفیٹس سو کریشن ٹو دی فرینڈز آف اللہ دی فرینڈز آف اللہ ٹل دی میسنجرز ٹل دی رسول ٹل دی انبیاء اور رسولوں سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی And even greater than the Rasuls is my beloved, my Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah, this is just brief. Inshallah, we'll have a separate segment or separate episode on the poetry of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi and subhanallah, their life, how they served the Ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They gave us, in reality, they told us what Na'at is. Today, the Na'atiyah collection we have, Hadaik-e Bakshish, Subhanallah, this is a masterpiece of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Even the kalam, zameen o zama tumhare liye, makin o maka tumhare liye. Inshallah, we'll discuss regarding the nas of which Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi wrote on for the Prophet Alayhi Sallatu Wasalam, even the hamd that he wrote for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Hazrat Madhya views of Madani channel was such a unique individual that when you, whichever aspect you look at their blessed life, be it hadith, be it Quran, be it Sunnah, be it Ijma', be it science, be it mathematics, be it any other subjects, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Madiya views of Madani channel was at the forefront. Subhanallah. This was the knowledge of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, not just the scholars of Indo-Pak, the subcontinent, but the scholars of Arabia and the scholars around the world, attested to Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi that this individual, he is a mujaddid. He is a mujaddid of this century, subhanAllah. He is a reviver of the religion. They could see the light of Allah's guidance in their forehead. SubhanAllah, so may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala enable myself, first and foremost, to follow in the blessed footsteps of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and to take blessings from their blessed works, their blessed life. And just, my dear viewers, if we just take Kanzul Iman Sharif, Kanzul Iman fi tajmatil Quran. This as an example, subhanAllah, so beautifully Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has made this translation for us. So easy and beautiful, subhanAllah. This two combining is very hard, having an easy and having a beautiful. But my Imam Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi could do this together, both easy and beautiful, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. That when you look and read the Quran, subhanAllah, there have been many cases that a person from a different religion, he came across the translation of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi on the Quran, and he read the Quran with that translation, and subhanAllah, he was mesmerized. What beautiful wording has been used for the praise of the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And this individual is mentioned that he accepted Islam. He accepted Islam just by reading the translations of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, the translation of the glorious Quran, Kanzul Iman. SubhanAllah. So as we as Muslims and those individuals who are indebted to Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, we should have their books in our homes. We should study their books and try to understand, or at least briefly, try to think like, how did Allah Hazrat write this kalam? How did Allah Hazrat write this regarding the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, SubhanAllah? And think with love, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will succeed. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala enable us to act upon what has been said and pass it on to others. And inshallah, we'll be back again discussing Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali as a mujaddid. Who declared him a mujaddid? How were they a mujaddid? And what is a mujaddid? Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will discuss this. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala enable us to act upon what has been said and to pass it on to others as well regarding the blessed life of Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And Madhya Views Madani channel, just before we finish, it was Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali who showed the Muslim world how to respect the descendants or the family of the Prophet ﷺ, and his entire life is filled with such incidents. Once Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was invited at home to a certain person. In those days, ulama were carried in chariots, carriages, as a means of transport. Al Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was sitting in one of them and were being carried by the people who carried the transport. As they proceeded along, Al Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala suddenly commanded for it to be stopped. He immediately signaled and asked, "Who is a Sayyid from amongst you?" "I am receiving the scent of a Sayyid." And one of the individuals who was a Sayyid, who was scared to speak, nevertheless, when Al Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali further prompted that person to reveal himself, he came forward and admitted that he was a Sayyid. And with tears in his eyes, Al Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali fell at his feet and began asking for his pardon. The Sayyid continuously asked Al Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali to refrain from doing so. But Al Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali continued asking for his pardon by saying, "Please forgive me. What would I do on the day of Qiyamah if the Prophet Ali salam asks me concerning this incident and says to me that I showed disrespect to his family?" And the Sayyid readily forgave Al Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. But this Ashki Rasul subhanallah was not yet satisfied. He commanded the Sayyid, or he told the Sayyid, to sit in the carriage, and placing the carriage on his best shoulders, carried the Sayyid to the same distance which he had been carried. Allahu Akbar. And those individuals that were witnesses could not believe the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, who was the Mujaddid of Islam, was carrying such a person on his carriage. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers, Madni channel, as I mentioned prior, that Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi taught us the love of the Ahlul Bayt and Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan, the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this we can see from this and many other incidences that we can see as well. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant his ability to love Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, to learn from their blessed books and to pass it on to others. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Religious services of Imam. Religious services of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Religious services of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Religious services of